man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can
country
survive.
Boy can survive. And this is your country boy up here in North Dakota, James Kelso, with 1 hour of live radio for you here on April 6th, 2020. The name of our show is The Trump Phenomenon. So let us... preliminaries out of the way here in my lavish studio, fabulously furnished with the bounteous income from this show. Oh, wait a minute, there isn't any. Well, anyway, I love it up here in North Dakota, and I've got a nice studio here in a house that was built in 19. Theodore Roosevelt was president. These wooden floors here reverberated to the sound of the news during the Theodore Roosevelt administration. And boy, what would he think of the present moment? He would certainly love Donald Trump, I'll tell you that. So we'll talk about how the president's doing, how he did today. He did very well, very, very well indeed. And the news is good. And the forecast, the predictions, the prophecies put forward on this show are bearing fruit. They are coming true. So we're feeling pretty good about ourselves right here, because those predictions were, well, one of my predictions is not, I don't think it's coming true. Well, it wasn't a prediction, it was a fear, and that fear was that the pukes of the left would use the hysteria that they whipped up over this flu season to destroy the Trump administration, and I think they've failed. I don't know, leave it to them. Turn an opportunity like this into a failure, because boy, do they have an opportunity here. So the president had to, well, let's bring it up to date here. He had a flu update conference, press conference with his team there for 2 hours in front of the pukes of the media. He acquitted himself magnificently. He broke new ground. He surpassed himself. It was wonderful. There were moments there where he called Republicans like Mitt Romney. He didn't name anybody, but he said, well, there's a group of these rhinos. I mean, you have never heard another major, certainly not a Republican president, use the word, the acronym RINO, which, of course, is a Republican in name only. Mitt Romney is one good example. John McCain, another good example. And these rhinos, of course, have been the bane of the right. You could say, with friends like these, who needs enemies? So anyway, he did that today in the conference. He pointed out that the media people in front of him, he communicated so beautifully with his body language, with his gestures, with his tone of voice, and with his actual comments, that he considers the media to be just what we call them on the show. Pukes. They are pukes. He said to one guy after he beat the hell out of this one reporter, and he just cuts them off. He has such contempt for them. He doesn't really bother to listen to the end of their questions. Once he sees where they're going, he just cuts them off, brushes them aside with a gesture of his hands. And there was one guy, he said, you'll never make it, looking at the guy. You're such a lousy reporter, you'll never make it. And on another one, one of them was, oh, it was great. He, you know, remember, he's the great counterpuncher. One reporter was trying to imply that there's a great crisis. Always it's a great crisis. There's a great crisis. There's you've done something horrible, Mr. Orange Man. You're terrible. It's the premise of every, these aren't questions. And he says that. He said it today. You're not asking me questions. You're attacking me. All of you. All the time. So one of them was referring to an inspector general of a particular department of the government. And so the president shot back at her. He said, what's his name? I think it's a her. She didn't know. She's going on and on about this inspector general. No, this. And he said, what's the name? And she doesn't know the name. And she's just embarrassed all to hell as the lousy non-reporter that she is. And then another guy piped up. He smart ass, right? He got his cell phone out and looked up the name. And then he shot back the name. And then the president said, who appointed this person? And the smart ass reporter said that she was the Trump appointee. But then about four or five questions later, the president wanted to know more about this person. And the guy said, in the course of that, he said that she had come in the Obama administration. He said she came in the previous administration. And the president goes, oh, okay, I get it. You liar. He called him a liar. This is the one he said, you'll never make it. You didn't tell me. You didn't tell me this is an Obama holdover. Of course this person, this inspector general, is attacking me, claiming that hospitals can't get needed equipment, which is just pure BS. Donald Trump is shipping so much equipment to so many hospitals, he's overdoing it. He's shipping freight train loads of equipment to hospitals that they don't need just to drown out these pukes. So the person says, oh, so you withheld from me, and you, the lady who initially asked the question, you also withheld from me this so-called inspector general is an Obama holdover. In other words, here's what the president's communicating. I get it. Anybody from the Obama administration who's still in this government, which is most of the people in the government, hates my guts and is working feverishly around the clock, staying up all night trying to sabotage my administration and the Patriot agenda. He gets it. He understands that completely. So he isn't losing anything. He is sharp as a tack, and he's getting sharper by the day. So wonderful press conference today. That's good news. The other good news, on this show, I said at the beginning, this is the flu. This is not the Black Plague. This is not an invasion from Mars by viral creatures against whom we have no defense. No, it's a flu. And we all have a magnificent defense, our immune system. It's the one that defends us every year from every damn flu, virus, cold, infection that we get, and has been doing so for how long have we been here, folks? You come up with your own answer, but at least 50,000 years. That's why we're here. That's why you were born. That's why your parents were born. That's why your people survived, because they won and the viruses and bacteria and infections lost. We're winners. That's why we're alive. Being alive is an act of winning. So I said on this show, that's what this is. And the left is going to spin it. They're going to generate hysteria. They're going to say this is the end of the world. And in order to deal with the wicked virus, we're going to have to come up with a cure that's worse than the illness. And that's exactly what they did. Shut down the economy. Now, the president, I'm not going to blame the president for this. I don't think he had much wiggle room at all. It's theoretically possible that at the beginning of this, he could have, in a very titanic way, he could have stood as a lonesome figure against this entire establishment, the entire medical establishment, and he could have said, hell no. I'm not going to let you destroy the economy. I'm not going to let you break it apart. That's theoretically possible, but it's too much to ask of him. And it's certainly, you can't reprimand him for not having done that. Now, he has one of the themes of today's show, lemonade from lemons. He was given a tremendous lemon here by the World Health Organization. And boy, you talk about pukes. We found out today just what pukes the World Health Organization are. The World Health Organization today, you know what they said today? They said that what we need going forward is this. Viruses and illnesses are spread within families. So if you're sheltering at home, that's not good enough for the pukes, and I should use stronger words, like SOBs at the World Health Organization. No, you're now in your house with your children, and guess what? You're spreading disease. Oh my God, you're spreading a disease. And here's what the World Health Organization said today. We must enter your home and remove the people with the virus or infection for your own good by force. Now, they can't do that today because Donald Trump is the president of the United States. Thank God. But if Hillary were the president or Joe Biden, their buddies, the World Health Organization buddies, they very well could do it. So we need to withdraw from the World Health Organization, defund it immediately. But that's something we learned today. But Donald Trump is making lemonade from the lemon because he's using this catastrophe of an economic shutdown to, first of all, by being a magnificent leader, he's mobilizing his army of patriots, building morale. Hard times can build morale. And he's building his army, and he's picking targets the World Health Organization wants to be able to remove your children from your home. Donald Trump has a completely different motive, a different program, which is maybe, hey, let's stop trading with China. Hey, maybe let's repudiate our debt to China. Hey, maybe let's get our jobs back. Hey, let's put America first, and so on. So the left wants to make of this. Remember, what was it Rahm Emanuel said? Never let a good catastrophe go to waste. And of course, they not only do they not let a good catastrophe go to waste, they know how beneficial Rahm inherent in that statement. He understands a catastrophe is not a catastrophe for the left. It's a wonderful opportunity. So they manufacture, they foment, they encourage catastrophes. They want catastrophes. If you could have seen the look, the grin on Eric Garcetti, the mayor, the puke mayor of Los Angeles, the grin on his face as he described the health situation in Los Angeles, he was loving it. I mean, it was, you know, people make slip-ups. He was supposed to look dour-faced and sad and, you know, crushed, do more of the Andrew Cuomo look. Very sad. This is very sad. Garcetti is such a punk. He didn't understand that, and he was grinning like a kid in a candy shop. These deaths, these numbers, bulging numbers are wonderful. All right, so now more good news. I told you on this show, this is a standard virus. It's a standard flu. And I was just making an educated guess, as like the little boy who says the emperor has no clothes. The little boy has no particular qualifications. He's even just a little boy. He's watching the parade. But he hasn't abdicated his own mind. He thinks for himself. That's all. That's my only qualification. And a few other little tidbits of information I've picked up over my 71 years of experience and learning. I said, this is a standard flu. It is. It turns out it is. And as part of what is one of the things that's true about every flu? It goes away. Maybe the flu or the epidemic or the infection that ever simply never went away. They simply go away. It's baked in the cake. And it's not an accident that they go away. If we had diseases that don't go away, that accelerate ad infinitum, the growth curve, let's imagine there was a virus that multiplied, that is, it reproduced itself, and viruses have to reproduce themselves inside of living cells. They don't reproduce out on a twig or a rock. They have to be inside of one of your cells. They reproduce. They propagate themselves by bursting your cell. They make millions of copies of themselves, ultimately physically bulging your cell out. It bursts, and then you release. You're now shedding. It releases, you know, bazillions, untold millions of virions, which then go on. Somebody else breathes one in. It finds your cell. It penetrates its cell. It reproduces itself within that cell, and so on. Now, suppose a virus had evolved, let's say millions of years ago, or 50,000 years ago, or yesterday. Well, not yesterday, but let's say this particular one, that just grew exponentially. Just this curve just goes straight up like a rocket ship to the moon. And it never turns around. Okay, what would happen? Think about it. Just use your mind, folks. It's so easy. All right. If you had a creature that reproduced infinitely, guess what it would kill? Itself. It would kill itself. Because it would kill all the creatures. It would kill all of its hosts. As a parasite, it would kill all the hosts. What is the prime command of nature, of Mother Nature? Survive. Survive. All life forms seek to survive. It's a common denominator we have with every other creature, every other virus, bacterium, plant. They all seek to survive. We seek to survive. So in order to survive, a virus has to go away. It has to reproduce for a season. Okay? So it makes some people sick. If you're a really smart virus, and evolution tends to produce smart behavior, just by, if you read Charles Darwin's Origin of Species, those things that engage in smart behavior survive to reproduce. Those that do dumb things die out. They go away. Do you realize that there are, I forget the exact number, it's unbelievable. The number of species alive today on Earth is a tiny fraction of all that have ever lived on the face of the earth. It's not like half or a quarter or even a hundredth. Many, 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 many millions of species are gone. Those that are here are those that were successful because their behavior was smart. And for a virus, it means, okay, reproduce so that you can live and survive to the next year, but you've got to go quiet for a while. You can't just keep killing your host. You have to kill enough to survive, then knock it off. And that's what every virus does. So this virus is now doing that. This virus is now in abatement. It's now, I'm going to go over the numbers in just a moment. In almost every country, the new cases number is going down sharply. In other words, the epidemic is over. And it'll just peter out. Now, what will happen? Your World Health Organization types, your Centers for Disease Control, your National Institutes of Health people, they're all going to be preening themselves on the stage at the microphone like Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, and they're much worse than those. These World Health Organization people are much worse than Fauci or Birx. But all of them are full of themselves, and they're going to claim that it was their shutdown that cured the flu. Folks, that is a big fat lie. Not true. We'll be right back.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you.
Hey, we got one that's broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. That's Chris in California. Chris, hang on there. Well, I'll tell you what, Chris, let's bring you right on. What's on your mind?
Hello, my brother. This is such a hoax. I'm so tired of them expounding a regular flu and calling everything and everybody that dies and attributing it to a name that they've facilitated in their own minds. Listen, Bill Gates and even Elon Musk, these people should be jailed. They are, you know, his daddy, Mr. Microsoft, Melinda Gates Foundation, his daddy is in charge and brought about probably the murder. I wouldn't want to be him on the last day, end of the world, judgment day, because Bill Gates' his daddy had a Planned Parenthood, which is just a euphemism for murder babies in the womb. And this is, what is it, 80 million dead American little children? You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But that's another thing. That my brother, my point is this. This is a hoax. They really turned it into a big deal. It's to, you know, that whole flaming you-know-whatter, Rahm Emanuel, never let a good crisis go to waste. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yes,
I know,
and,
I'm getting
and,
your
and,
intelligence.
And here's what they do.
I know, like,
Chris,
your intelligence getting insulted.
Yeah, and Chris, of course, this is these people, you know, if you and I try to make a lie, we're not professional liars, so we're not real good at it. These people on the left,
well, sir,
that's
you,
all
you
they
know
do.
What that is? Fear of God, brother. You know, the secret of the Lord is those who fear the Lord. It's with those who fear the Lord. It's simple.
Yeah. Well, now here's the thing. These people are such good liars that one of their, so they have incredible skills. One of their skills is this. They'll take something that's real. The flu is real. We have the flu. And what they figured out, what they did here, is you take something that's real, the flu, and then hype it up, turn it into a mass hysteria, pound on it, lie about it, exaggerate it, put pictures on the screen of dead people and you know, bodies stacked up, drive this into a hysteria. Now what you have is you've turned something that was not a threat to any of us, and you've magnified it. Now you can crush the economy with this, get people. I mean, this is unbelievable, folks. We have been driven into hiding in our houses, not going to the park, closing our schools, closing our factories. Now, by the way, here's an interesting one. Tucker Carlson was talking about this today. Everybody's
Tucker's
still
good.
Now, hang on. Listen to this. Why is it okay for we can all shop in the supermarket to buy food, and the supermarket workers, they, and that includes, by the way, folks, at least 3 million people in America. These are truckers, stalkers, people that are checking you out. These 3 million people are every day showing up for work, okay? And they're not having a problem. They're not dying off like flies. There's nothing going on in the supermarkets with their staff, okay? Now, why is it okay for supermarket workers to go to work, but it's not okay for auto workers at GM, Ford, and Chrysler? Let's see. It's okay, in other words, to shut down the backbone of America, our manufacturing. Yeah. You know, and
well,
by the way,
it reminds me of the cartoon where the wolf got shot with a rapid fire machine gun, and he says, "They never got me," and he drinks a glass of water and out shoots the water from all the holes in his cartoon wolf body, you know?
Right.
They never
exactly.
got me. Oh, baloney. Yeah. They got you. They got
now
me
here's
all.
Here's the good news, folks. Here's the good news. This, Chris, I always love your calls. And thank you very much for, you know, sharing with folks. This is, the virus is not a hoax. The virus is real. But they use that. They exaggerate it. They blow it up. Into something that is a hoax. The panic, the hysteria, the shutdown, it is, in fact, as Chris says, a big, fat lie. It's a big, fat hoax. And the purpose of it, remember what Bill Maher said on his show a couple of years ago, I think it was. Bill Maher said, what we need, remember, he's a super left-wing puke, what we need is a recession. We need to crush the economy to get rid of Trump. He said it on his show. The guy's a blabbermouth.
Yeah, he is.
And he said it over and over again. So here we have it. These people, folks, trust me, these are clever people. There are several million of them. They're spending day and night thinking of ways to crush Trump. Well, guess what? They tried the Russia hoax. Didn't work. Tried the Ukraine hoax. Didn't work. Tried the bimbo frame-up. That didn't work. Tried, you know, this, that. And
well,
the other, none of it
the
worked.
Racist card, brother. Remember the racist
tried
card?
The racist
was their last gasp. Yes.
Right. And now, here's their latest try. The coronavirus. Now, by the way, let me tell you, get ready, folks. You're going to see it in your headlines tomorrow. They're all together now. All the left-wingers, like an evil choir. We'll come right back. We'll be right back. And Chris, thanks for calling. We'll be right back, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, boys and girls, we're back. And let me run some important numbers by you quickly. These are among the most important we've done on this show. I said this flu is going to peter out. What was the number you kept hearing me say? And this is, I'm Joe Amateur sitting here at my desk. I'm not trained in epidemiology, immunology, or virology. I don't have an MD. I didn't even flunk out of medical school. I've never even read a medical text. But I've got a brain, and I'm an independent thinking person. I'm like the little boy at the parade. The emperor has no clothes. Gee, okay? So I can look at a graph, and I can tell. I looked at all these graphs, and guess what I saw? 17 days of increase just across the board. You notice patterns. That's what science, that's where Galileo and Hippocrates and Isaac Newton, they noticed patterns, you know? When Isaac Newton dropped something and it fell to the ground and an apple came out of the tree and hit the ground, he noticed that they all dropped straight down to the ground. And he said, you know what? I'll bet you there's a law or principle that explains what can't be a coincidence. Every apple drops right off that tree and hits me right on the head. And ergo, all the laws of motion from one man, one genius. Okay, That's what we're about as Europeans, okay? We don't want to forsake that by going off into voodoo land with the World Health Organization, the CDC, and the National Institutes of Health, who are voodoo doctors. They're not real doctors. Now, we do have real doctors, and as I said, we love our... We need to help them free themselves from the voodoo shamans of the NIH and the World Health Organization, which is about anything but health. It's about control. It's about dictatorship. It's about evil. Now, I noticed 17 days of increasing. It's just every country. It's not a coincidence. And I inferred correctly, you know what? That's the behavior of the 17 days. And then it drops off rather sharply into nothing. No new cases. It's gone. It's not cured by social spacing. It's not cured by cloth masks. It's not cured by ventilators. My God. It's cured. It disappears by itself, as it has every year for your whole life. All you do is remember that, like the little boy in the parade. This is not cooties. It's the virus. All right, 17 days. So I said, you know what, folks? I'm going to go through this. You know, fortunately, we have some data. Johns Hopkins put up this data board. And so and the left made a mistake. They shouldn't have put this data board up, which has facts on it, which has material, even though there are a lot of lies in here. The head of the top Italian scientific advisor to the Italian health minister said, guess what, folks? Our totals of deaths in Italy is not only inflated, only 12% of those 14,000 deaths on that particular day at that point were actually corona deaths. It should have been 1,200, not 1,400, only 12%. So he let the cat out of the bag there. But even going with their numbers on their board, they shouldn't have given us any numbers, because even with lying numbers, patterns show up. For instance, if all of these World Health Organization types who are lying about the numbers, if they're lying kind of in a similar way in every country, in spite of themselves, the pattern reveals itself. So even though those Italian numbers are all inflated, they do go up for 17 days and then go down. Now, they'd have to really be lying more than they could get away with when the numbers are starting to go down if they said they're still going up. As the hospitals are emptying out, it's hard to say we're getting more and more. We have more than ever, even though the hospitals are emptying out. Even though that the U.S. naval ship Comfort there in the Hudson River has only 20 patients on it, with 1,200 staff and 1,000 hospital rooms, beds. And then these incompetents in New York, led by de Blasio and Cuomo, they only put 20 people on this huge, magnificent ship, which Donald Trump so, you know, over-generously, bless his heart, sends up to the Hudson River, and he makes a point thereby. The people they put on the Comfort are Haitians with coronavirus. And the whole point of the ship was to be a corona-free ship that could take non-corona patients. What a screw-up! Put that in your pipe and smoke it, Andrew Cuomo, you clown, and Bill de Blasio, you communist. So, now here's the good news. Almost every European country, and we'll just talk about those for the moment, because those are nearest and dearest to our heart, including our own, and Canada and Australia, have reached a 17-day point. And guess what? In every country, the numbers are now going down, and they have to admit it. Now, they're all going to get on TV saying, oh, praise Fauci, praise BRICS or Burks and her other bricks in the wall. Praise us. We cured you. We're the shamans. We're the witch doctors. We pronounced ooga booga booga and waved fairy dust on you, and you got better because you put on your mask and you stayed home from work and you didn't drive your car and you didn't go outside And if, like Eric Garcetti, this communist mayor of Los Angeles, he actually went on TV yesterday and he said, if you see your neighbor going outside more than once a day, rat them out, rat them out to the police, because that's in LA. You can't do that. You're allowed to go outside once. If you go out twice, the police are going to visit you. I mean, come on, folks. This is communism. This is Bolshevism. This is Maoism. This is insanity. And what we should be saying to all these Garcettis and Cuomos and these other pukes, we should be saying a different phrase. This is insanity, what they're doing. What we should tell them, if you saw the movie 300 with King Leonidas in Sparta, when the Persians told him they expected him to surrender to the overwhelming might of the Persian army, and Leonidas put his foot on the ambassador's chest who was making that intimidating demand, put his foot on his chest as he shoved him into the deep well there in the city of Sparta. This is Sparta! That's what we should be saying to these people. This is Sparta, and we're Spartans. We're Americans. We don't take this kind of crap. And so this, Donald Trump may bring, and I'll tell you what, Donald Trump knows what I just said. He understands that. You can see it. You can hear it. It's in what he said today. They don't want to put Donald Trump's press conferences on TV because America, he's communicating it. And get this, he said it today in the press conference. This was wonderful. He said, I do these press conferences that are so long because if I didn't, the fake news would be uninterrupted lying. The American people would have no access to the truth. That's why I do these press conferences. Folks, this man gets it. He knows exactly, whatever anybody in this audience, including me, knows, this man knows. And he's the president of the United States. And cross your fingers, pray on your knees. He will be reelected on November 3rd. And he'll have four more years to try to save us. So here's what we're going to have going forward. While you're hearing nonstop, oh, and by the way, here's the left wing's new headline. I said, like an evil choir. They're all going to be singing this together. One, two, three, done up, upbeat, ba, 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 ba. Here goes the left, the choir. They're all together. They're going to sing this. Donald Trump tanked the economy. You're going to hear Chris Cuomo say it. You're going to hear Wolf Blitzer say it, Anderson Cooper, Rachel Maddow, all of these pukes, Joe Scarborough and his girlfriend, what's her name? They're all going to be saying this. Mika, what's her last name? Mika. Mm-hmm. Her daddy was one of these pukes. Mika. Brzezinski, yes. The apple didn't fall far from the tree. So they're all going to be saying it. You're going to be hearing it. Donald Trump tanked the economy. And they're going to nonstop. It's like the drums are going to be pounding. Donald Trump, tank the economy. Donald Trump, tank the economy. Now, Donald Trump is the one who saved the economy. But and remember, this is a basic principle. A number of people on the right realize this. Whatever they accuse you of or Trump of is exactly what they just did. Have you ever met a person in your life like that who you actually saw them stealing something? You actually watched them. You didn't get it on film, but you watched them steal something. And then you accused them in front of other people. You said, he stole this thing. And they turn around and say, no, you did. Or just, we've all had that experience. It's a mind-boggling when you experience it, isn't it? When you realize you're in front of somebody who is lying, is so easy for them, they just shamelessly turn it around. Well, that's what the left does all the time. That's all they do. They're never honest, never. They are fundamentally, they are liars by nature. So it's so silly when we act surprised when they lie. And it's so stupid when we trust them or are inattentive to the fact that they're working overtime to destroy your world. They hate you. Not only are they liars all the time, they hate you. How much? All the time. They hate you. You're deplorable. They hate you. And they thought they had you and me and us under their thumbs when Barack Hussein, can you believe that? A president whose middle name was Hussein Obama, and he's still their saint. He's Saint Obama. They thought they had us. When I was talking to one of the listeners of the show, and we were searching for metaphors, and he may be listening now. He'll enjoy this. And so I was trying to figure out, like, what was it like in the Obama years? What was our situation compared to our situation now? Well, have you ever seen one of those, you know, so politically incorrect, you're never going to see cartoons like this now. But back when I was a kid, you could see a cartoon on TV for children in which the missionary or the white man found himself sitting in a big pot with a guy with a bone through his nose who was a cannibal, and his buddies are beating drums and the steam's rising out of the pot and the flames are growing higher. Yes, missionary in the pot. That was our position in the cannibal's pot. That was where we were in the eight Obama years. And Donald Trump came into the scene and he pulled you by the scruff of your neck. He pulled you out of that pot because, I mean, man, how did we get in that pot? Somehow we allowed ourselves to get in that pot. And Donald Trump said, hell no. He grabbed you by the scruff of your neck, yanked you out of that pot. And that's where we are now. I liken Donald Trump. That reminds me of another hero, Daniel Boone. Some Indians kidnapped Daniel Boone's daughter from his cabin in, I think it was in Kentucky, from his cabin. And, you know, he came back to his cabin and his daughter's gone. And she's been kidnapped by Indians. So what is Daniel Boone do? Remember, he grabs his long gun off the wall, wherever he had it, gets on his horse, and this man, this is the Donald Trump of his day, this man tracks these Indians, two Indians, through untracked forest. He tracks them through. Could you know how to do that, folks? Could you follow somebody through a forest? He tracks them, I think, all the way into Ohio. And then they have his daughter, the Indians, are sitting by a fire with Daniel Boone's daughter. They're captive. And, you know, just imagine the worst. And imagine you're Daniel Boone. They've got your daughter. He tracks them all the way into Ohio by himself on his horse with his long gun, which, you know, it's a musket. You load one ball at a time, one shot at a time. And the daughter sitting by the fire, and here's what this unbelievable, wonderful story. It's what Donald Trump is. The daughter hears explosion of a shot. And she says, the moment I heard that shot, she cried out. And she says, I knew. It's Daddy. And the moment after she said, it's Daddy, one of the Indians drops face first into the fire, dead as a doornail. And the other one heads off into the woods. And Daniel Boone saves his daughter. And folks, that's like us. We're the daughter. We're the missionary in the pot. Donald Trump pulled you out. Daniel Boone saved his daughter. So that's where we are right now. And we're going to get him back. He's going to win on November 3rd. Because this latest effort, this latest hoax, I believe is failing. Because we're all going to get better a couple weeks from now. There aren't going to be any sick people. There aren't very many now. Do you know anybody do you have a friend who's deathly ill with the so-called coronavirus? It's not so-called. It's a real virus. It's a real flu. People do get sick. People do die, especially really old people from a flu. But kind of hasn't that been going on for a long, long time? But no, your friends aren't sick. You're not sick. You know, but you're hiding in your house. And We're all going to be better. This is going to be over. The economy is going to snap back. Good news today. Apparently, I haven't checked the stock market. Last time I looked this morning, the stock market was up 6%. That's a lot of money, like 1,200 points. That's huge. Huge. And it's going to keep going up. And people are going to go back to work in the next couple of weeks. Donald Trump's going to offload this Fauci that he inherited from Obama and this Birx that he inherited from Obama. He's going to offload these people and never listen to them again. They hijacked his administration. But I don't think he had much maneuvering room there. And the Trump will get the boom going again. And you'll hear the Trump train back on the tracks. We'll be right back.
It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to
white do boy my looking for a place thing. To do my thing. Okay. Now, you know what, folks? Shame on me. I've neglected you. I spent all this time compiling numbers for you, and I haven't given you the numbers. Let's go through the numbers. They're wonderful. The dreaded killer virus. They even call it that on TV, the killer virus. God, please, give me a break. is declining in every European country dramatically, dramatically. I told you it would do it after 17 days. In every one of the countries, I'm going to give you a list right now as fast as I can read them. I don't know, it looks like about 30 countries here, all European. All of them had the virus for 17 days, give or take a day or two. It accelerated through those entire 17 days so that by day 17, it was the worst day of the virus. And they had the usual number of deaths, nothing unusual. Hundreds of people, thousands in some countries. And then it started down rapidly. Now, in some of the nations I'm going to read you, it's only been going down 2 days. In other nations, more than that, like 10 days. But now in every nation, get this, this is why the stock market went up so high today, because this word kind of started to get out when the president said, was it the day before yesterday, there is light at the end of the tunnel. We've come over the hill. All right, here we go. I'll go down a list just kind of randomly, nations here. I'm going to tell you the number of new cases in these nations reported today or yesterday compared to their peak, okay? I'll start here. Here's an unlikely one. Okay, Canada, half the cases. Now, by the way, this is a pattern. Austria, one-third the cases. Portugal, one-half. Sweden, remember, they're not on lockdown. No lockdown in Sweden, one-half. Today's total is one-half of what it was 2 days ago. I can't read my own handwriting here. Australia, one-quarter. Netherlands, 70%. They're just getting going. Switzerland, one half. United Kingdom, 60%. France, one half. Germany, one half. Italy, 60%. Spain, one half. Uruguay, one-eighth. People don't know Uruguay is a white nation. One-eighth of what it was at the peak just a few days ago. Latvia, one-eighth. In other words, it's over. The flu is over in these countries. Hungary, one-fifth. Slovenia, there's Melania's home country, 40%. She's keeping tabs on that, I'm sure. Her family is there in Slovenia. It's over. The flu is over in Slovenia. Denmark, they're not doing as well, 70%. By the way, they're on total lockdown in Denmark, and they're at 70%. Their next-door neighbor right across the water there in Sweden is at one-half, and they're on no lockdown. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, Fauci, Mr. Lockdown. Czech Republic, one-half. Poland, one-half. Greece, one-quarter. Argentina, one-half. Ukraine, one-quarter. Croatia, one-half. Estonia, one-tenth. Probably hard to find anybody with a coronavirus in Estonia right now. So I got those out really quick for you, folks. And we've started down, too. Our numbers are now going down. And we're last in line. So that's where we're going. The next couple days, I'll report it right here in tomorrow's show. I guarantee you all these numbers will be down tomorrow. Thanks so much, everybody. See you tomorrow night. So long for now.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.